They say, home could be a place, a culture, or even a person. It is where our hearts can beat freely and feel relief. However, the comfort it offers is not enough to keep Provincianas from diving headfirst into a new life in Manila, where they believe dreams are realized. The centralization of Metro Manila creates a wall that Provincianas find hard to penetrate. Despite the big challenge, they try their best to navigate life in the busy labyrinth that is Manila. Even with the constant bustle that fuels the city scene, those from the countryside still feel isolation among the many city bodies. The new environment comes with contrasting lifestyles, a diverse range of characters, and sometimes a different language. To say that the shift is challenging is an understatement. But despite all this, provincial folks still choose to wrestle against the tide for their dreams. Within the struggle are their stories of coping and victory. With representatives from Luzon and Mindanao, let's dig deeper into their encounters and establish a nuanced narrative of Provincianas in the city. Welcome to On Point, the guidance podcast arm where we engage in conversation with experts on issues, both within and beyond Loyola. Today, we will be speaking to Jama Sombrado from 1BSCAM MSE and Aubrey Miguel from 4AB Deep IR. Join us in tackling their experiences of living in the metro, the growth of their independence, and how they establish a new home in the Ateneo. This is Calix del Rosario. Let's go On Point. Hello guys, welcome to Guidance Podcast On Point. We have here Provinciana Ateneans who have done us a favor to join our interesting conversation today. Can you introduce yourselves, your course, and the province you came from?
Hi, I'm Jamily Asombrado. I'm from 1BSCAM MSE, and I'm from Misamis Occidental in Mindanao.
I'm Aubrey Miguel. I'm from 4AB Deep IR, and I'm from Laguna.
Nice meeting you guys. So as of recording, we're already in the second semester of the school, and time has definitely flown by. Can I ask you about the time that you've arrived and then the way from the airport to Ateneo? What was it like?
I don't have that kind of experience where I went from the airport and then straight to Ateneo kasi there's a place where we can stay in Cavite. Mm-hmm. So when I arrived at the airport, I was picked up by my dad who also works here in Manila. And we went to Cavite and I stayed there for a bit to prepare my stuff for the dorm. Saka kami pumunta dito ng Ateneo.
Alright, the same question to you, Aubrey. Can you share with us your first independent day in Manila?
My independence here in Manila started way before college. It started actually during senior high school. Kasi I'm from Laguna and I had this crazy idea to try studying in Manila for the clout, for the plot.
All right.
And then I did enroll in a school here in Manila. Actually, it's in Taft Avenue. It's actually right across Luneta Park. And I remember the first time that I went to Cubao because that's where I'll be staying with my auntie. The first time I went to Cubao, specifically in Gateway, I'm not sure if you guys have been there, but during that time, everything that I remember during that time, I was so amazed because the trees have lights on them. Everything was sparkly, everything was bright, and I was so amazed because malls in Laguna do not have this sparkle dazzle like the ones in Gateway. And I remember feeling as if, wow, this is such a moment. So that was the first time that I went here in Manila. And specifically when I felt more independent was when I memorized how to commute from Cubao to Taft Avenue. And I was able to familiarize myself with the different routes, not just with LRTs, but also with FX, but also with jeepneys. And for example, LRT is already jam-packed. What other alternatives could I use to get home? So I realized someone's entering adulting period, someone's getting more matured. And yeah, that was when I started being more independent in here in Manila, way back in senior high school.
Do you dorm now in college?
Yes, right now I'm living in a condo unit, and I'm also a scholar. So yes, I'm able to afford this because of OAA.
Okay, is it across Ateneo lang?
Yes, it's all
Okay,
only
okay.
across Ateneo, kaya no problem.
With the transportation. Jam, can I also ask you the same question? Do you also dorm and where?
Yes, I live here in UDN University dorm.
Have you also noticed how the transportation here in Manila is kind of problematic compared to the types of traffic in the province where you came from? And was it like very shocking to you when you first came here in Manila about our traffic situation here?
Yes, super. I will share my commuting experience in the province now. When I was in high school, I was already staying in the dorm now. From grade 7 to grade 12, I was staying in the dorm. So I commute from my school papunta bahay. So what I do is I ride a bus to the city. And then from the city, I ride another bus to my hometown. And then siguro I'll walk from the bus terminal or ride a tricycle papunta sa bahay namin. But here, ang daming like things to note, like where the LRT and the MRT and saan bababa sa jeep or anong tricycle yung ite-take mo or when ka dapat sumakay ng tricycle or if masulit ba if mag-grab ka na lang kasi traffic or ano. So even until now, hindi ko pa rin gets and hindi ko kayang mag-commute by myself. That's a confession I have to make. But siguro I'll try to learn more about yung commuting experience here. And I do that actually because sinasamahan ako ng ibang friends ko na from here. Especially nung sumakay din ng LRT. Kakasakay ko lang for the first time ng LRT nung December, I think. Last na sakay ko is nung bata pa ako, nung I was in grade 3. Yun yung first time ko. Tapos naulit yun December of 2023. And nagawa ko yun kasi sinasama na ko ng friends ko. So I'm hoping more of those experiences where sinasamahan nila ako para matutunan ko rin yung how to get around here more.
Okay, so that is a story to tell, especially for us in Manila. We also have that kind of experience and encounter, even though we came from the metro itself. So moving on to the next question, transferring to a new city is truly a big change, and it is very evident in your stories. And there are many aspects one must consider, like traveling and transportation. Among this is the undertaking of finding a place to call your own, or as we call it, our home. And a settling into the space takes time and effort, of course, both mentally and physically. Can you describe what that process was like for you, besides the actual unpacking that comes with moving? How were you able to settle here in Manila, and especially in Ateneo?
Siguro for me, it's less scary when it comes to like staying in the dorm. Kasi I have experience na staying away from my family since I was in seventh grade. Siguro that part, the transition was easy. But what's different here is that Manila is a very big and scary, or like it's a vast place that there are so many things to explore and experience. So siguro for me, when I was in the dorm, I felt more excited than I was scared on what are the things that are in store for me here. Kasi parang nasanay na ako na away from my family, so parang hindi na ako natatakot or I'm less with the homesickness. if I may call it. So parang more on like I'm excited sa kung ano man yung pwede kong gawin dito. Instead of like natatakot ako or like nagta-transition pa ako sa dorm life. Ganyan.
Yeah. I think it's good that you also had that optimistic attitude with you that you have carried here in Manila, especially with the so many endless possibilities that could happen to you, growth, challenges, struggles. And it was good to have that kind of attitude and for you to have a very bright view of the future. How about you, Aubrey? What was the process like for you in transferring here or moving here in Manila?
For me, it wasn't scary because I was quite independent na from a young age. I wasn't that babied kasi in my family. So I already know how to go to the market, how to commute, how to make sure na I'm not scammed by the drivers and such. So I knew what I had to do to survive. So moving out of the province wasn't that difficult for me. Although what I did notice is when I moved here in Manila, number one, things are more expensive than they were here in the province. And number two, there are more fast food chains than there are markets, especially here in Katipunan. I remember visiting a friend in Los Baños, in UP Los Baños, and he showed us that this is my dorm, and then beside his dorm there are talipapa, as we call in Tagalog, or markets, mini markets. And in those mini markets, you'd see fresh meat, vegetables, fruits, everything. So he only has to walk a few steps from his dorm and buy things that he need in a very affordable price. Pero here in Katipunan, the nearest market that you can go to is either Marikina or in Cubao, which is not really easy to go to if you don't have your own car. So we don't have any choice but to buy our groceries either in Robinson, Save More, or Marketplace if you're bougie, or in Mercado. So those two things are what I highlight in my experience here in Katipunan, in Manila in general, that things are much more expensive and there are stores that are more accessible in the province, more accessible in Laguna than there are here in Manila. So those are the things that I had to adjust to. And now, because of those, whenever I go back to Laguna, I make sure to buy two giant pineapples because they're cheap and they taste good, so much better than they taste here in Manila. And I make sure to bring those here with me. That is my prized possession.
All right. The thing that we have to give credit about that is the geographic location of Manila being in the center and having all the resources sourced from the provinces. And I think it's a good thing to notice about the differences of Laguna and Manila, where of course the cost of living is expensive and having more food chains than markets is really a thing to behold in Manila since everything is overly capitalistic, if I may say. Now let's move on to the next question. And this is more centered about you and how you have navigated your life here in Manila. How has living away from home contributed to your growth and independence? So have you learned any new skills while you're staying here, especially in Ateneo? Jan?
Siguro for me, I became more independent in such a way na I know more how to manage my finances na. Kasi, I mean, I mentioned na I've been in the dorm since I was in 7th grade. So, noon pa lang, nasanay na ako na binibigyan ako ng monthly allowance and then ako na yung bahala mag-manage noon at the early age of 13. And nadala ko yun na trait even until now. I'm in college and I'm in a bigger place that is Manila. And siguro yun yung sa akin na trait na na-feel ko na independent ako. In terms of commuting, that's something na I need to, ano pa, I need to work on and I hope to work on. So, para mas maging independent na ako dito in Manila.
Yeah. Traveling is really a thing to consider when you're staying here in Metro Manila. And you have more years to stay here naman. So, you have a couple of more experiences to teach you, mistakes to do, and correct things to work on. I'll also ask the same question to Aubrey.
Yes, I can finally cook my own food after so many years. Because back in Laguna, my parents would be the one to cook food for us. And if I were to cook anything, it would be it would be like eggs, hot dogs, those kinds of food. Kaya when I went here on my own on the dorm, and then I realized, as I mentioned earlier, it's pricey. Everything's expensive. I realized I have to cook food on my own to at least budget my finances better. Kaya I started to cook my own food, and I remember the first food that I cooked on my own was tinola, and it was such an experience. I really enjoy cooking. I enjoy the process, and it's such a fulfilling task, I think, because when you cook food and then after that you taste your food and it tastes good, I think that itself is, it's like a reward. So yeah,
I think that aspect, cooking, is a thing that has changed in your day-to-day living in province. Jam, what change in your lifestyle or day-to-day living from morning to evening until the moment that you sleep, what has changed compared to the time that you spent in province?
I think not much, actually. I mean, kasi in the province, na the routine was basically the same. You stay in the dorm and then you go to school and then you go back to the dorm to study and then the cycle repeats again. Here kasi in Manila, parang same pa rin yung experience ko in such a way na yung dorm na sinistayhan ko is inside the campus, which is the same from when I was back in the province. So, I don't think much has changed. Siguro, the fact na mas malapit na dito yung mga food chains and mga malls and stuff. Kasi back in the province, they were really far. Yung sa school ko, they were like around 45 minutes away, or I don't know what, 30 to 45 minutes away. And here, parang, oh, pag ano, feel namin na deserve namin kumain ng masarap, punta tayo ng Jollibee or something like that. Ay, kumain tayo ng Tea Live. Ay, uminom tayo ng milk tea doon. Or something like that. So, siguro, hindi naman siya day-to-day basis, but I think yun yung pinaka significant na na-change in like the lifestyle that I had compared back sa province.
Right. That's interesting to know. The malls being a convenient place for you to kind of relax a bit. That isn't much, very omnipresent in the provinces. How about you, Aubrey? Do you share the same story?
Here in Manila, I tend to work. I tend to be more productive. I tend to follow a schedule or things to do. But back in the province, I realized na it's very chill. It's very laid back. The atmosphere kasi in my province is very peaceful. Kaya I tend to just sleep or to literally not do anything back in the province. Pero when I go here in Manila, parang it's hardwired na. It's within me to work, to be productive, to get things done. So I think that's one of the biggest changes in my lifestyle.
I see. You've witnessed the hustle and bustle here in Manila. There are many components to adjusting to a new city. It is generally a big step towards an expected positive future. Much like anything, though, it can be coupled with certain negativities. So I'll ask you a question. While starting a new chapter is often romanticized, it always feels like the world is your oyster and the possibilities are endless. That is until things don't live up to your expectations. Now, do you remember a moment when the rose-colored lenses were lifted?
Yes, I mean, walking along the streets of Katipunan, or not specifically Katipunan, in other cities here in Metro Manila, you see how dirty it is compared dun sa province. I mean, siguro, yeah, it's significantly much more polluted here. And the air quality then, there was a time during the previous semester where classes were suspended because the air quality was so bad. That's not something I expected would actually happen here in my stay in Manila. And aside from pollution and commuting experience here, siguro the expenses that come with it, siguro kasi it's Metro Manila, it's a city, sobrang mahal na aside from inflation. Siguro yun yung the negative stuff na I can think of staying here.
All right, thank you, Jam. I would also like to ask the same question to you, Aubrey.
For me, I have two answers to this question. Of course, there are two sides of a coin, right? So the first side is that going here in Manila made me realize that I have my own biases, I have my own stereotypes, and those biases of mine became prominent when I was surrounded by people who have different beliefs, who have different lifestyles than I did. Then I realized, okay, people can coexist even when they have different lifestyles, different beliefs, so much so that they still respect each other, right? An example of this is drinking alcohol. Back in senior high school, that was the first time that I drank alcohol. And before that, during my junior high school in Laguna, my belief is that people who drink alcohol are problematic people. I had that idea, that belief that people should not be drinking alcohol. Alcohol is bad for you, blah 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 blah. And then when I got exposed to that kind of environment where people drink alcohol to celebrate, people drink alcohol to be with friends, to celebrate, to be with friends, to be in the comfort of people you are close with. I realized, okay, I may have had a negative connotation with alcohol, even if it shouldn't be there in the first place. So that was when I realized I finally became more open to other people's beliefs and lifestyles. So that's number one. Number two, this is where I realized that Manila is over romanticized. Manila isn't a beautiful place where all of your dreams will come true. It isn't like that. I believe that the media and, of course, people tend to over romanticize going to Manila to find a job, to start a family and such. Manila isn't always pretty. There are dark sides of Manila, and sometimes people don't know those dark sides. Kaya I believe it's very important na we don't use being a person in Manila as a status symbol or something like that. Kasi it's really it's not. It's I'm I mean it's I'm happy to meet people, to be more open, to be more aware of the different cultures around me. But at the same time, it's not just rainbows and butterflies here in Manila. So I hope people understand that.
All right. With you mentioning Malinilenyos as a status symbol, and you know the cultural relativism that you were subjected into, can you also recall any experiences or encounters where you were once discriminated because of your origins or because of where you came from?
One specific experience that I can recall about being discriminated was siguro that wasn't my experience, but my brother told me, kasi my brother also was from the province and like senior high siya sa Manila. So
yeah.
What happened was, in his senior high school, tinanong siya ng teacher niya na, bakit ka nandito? Parte ka ba ng MILF or something? The teacher was insinuating na, ba't ka nandito sa Manila? Aren't you like part of some terrorist group back in Mindanao? And aside from that experience of my brother, siguro sa akin, passive comments about, like, for example, di nila in-expect na, ah, may internet pala kayo dun sa Mindanao. Ay, may malls pala kayo dun sa Mindanao. Siguro now, it comes off as a joke when people say na, oh, it's full of explosions and gunshots and bombs there in Mindanao. But it fosters the stereotypes na meron ng mga Manilenyas about the situation there in the province. So, yun yung experiences ko as a Mindanaoan here in Manila.
We're sorry to hear that you've experienced those kind of discrimination and you were subjected to some sort of inhumane antics of other people who might find it funny, but for you, of course, it's not funny. And those kind of words are hurtful, especially if you're also batting some battles on your own now that you're living away from home. Aubrey, can I also ask you the same question?
On my end naman, I don't recall any specific instance na I was discriminated against. Pero I do remember one thing that my parents and my sisters would always tell me or remind me when it was my first time in Manila. They told me not to look up. Because diba, in Manila, ang daming tall buildings, you know, skyscrapers, and like admire the buildings, like, wow, that's so cool. And then I would be reminded na don't look up kasi you look like a tourist, you look like someone from the province, baka people will make fun of you. Dapat medyo patago ko siya i-admire para hindi halata na I was from the province.
All right. We're also sorry for hearing that kind of repression that you have put or pressed upon yourself just to kind of fit in the city scene and to also extricate yourself from being subjected to discrimination because of your origins or because of where you came from. Now, I want to move on to the next questions about the difficulties and the downsides that come with living alone, considering the emotional, social, and financial aspects. Can you tell us more about that, Chem?
For the social aspect, sa akin, hindi naman siya much of a problem since I have roommates here in the dorm and also I have friends who are also dormmates even though hindi ko sila roommate. It's not much of a problem siguro sa first part lang. For the emotional, it comes with the pressure na you're living independently na. It's like your first glimpse of adulting. And that has an emotional effect on you kasi it's a very huge change in your life. Tsaka rin yung ano, yung staying away from your family. Naho-homesick ka minsan or like pag nahihirapan ka tapos mag-isa ka lang here in the city, you kind of like reminisce those simple moments back in the province and iniisip mo, oh, sa buhay doon sa probinsya, di naman ako ganito kahirap, di naman ako namo-problema na ang mahal ng bilihin, wala na akong pangkain. Or like, my friends and I would like have trips na malapit sa nature. So nare-reminis ko rin yung mga ganun na, oh, back in the province, it was easy access lang sa amin na maligo sa dagat or pumunta ng bukid kasi super lapit lang. Things like that, naiisip ko na life was simpler in the province. But also, I think the discomfort that we have here in Manila is something that's necessary for our growth. So, yun yung, dun ko kinukuha yung optimism ko about the downsides here staying in the city.
Thank you, Jem. Aubrey, do you also share the same difficulties and downside? Can you tell us your story or your experience about it?
Yeah, I do agree with Jem. It's more difficult, of course, to be on your own, to figure things out on your own. Of course, it's part of adulting, it's part of growing up. And also, you're doing yourself a disservice kasi if you don't open yourself to these kinds of lessons in life, because in the end, you would be the one suffering if you don't know how to live on your own to survive, to thrive against adversities. To add to what Jam mentioned earlier, another thing that really made me miss Laguna was my pets, because I love my pets, I love my dogs and my cats. And I'm thankful na right now, my condo allows pets. Kaya I rescued a cat, a stray cat, and now this cat is living with me, and I have a personal alarm clock by 6 a.m. Magmamyaw na siya, and wala na akong choice kundi magising kasi kailangan ko na siyang pakainan. And because of that, it made life easier. It made getting up in the morning easier in a way kasi you know na you have someone that depends on you, which is my cat.
All right, all right. Of course, moving to a whole new city can be motivated by many things, one of which is, of course, education in your case. But what you share in common is that you ventured into Manila in the pursuit of your dreams through the higher education. I just want to ask you a question about the moment Ateneo finally felt like home after, for you, Aubrey, a long time, I think like 4 years. And for you, Jam, I think a semester. And how do you find or feel at home in Ateneo, Jam?
For me, I really felt home in Ateneo. When that specific moment in December during the final season where my friends and I were all staying here in the UB basement. We were studying together and we were all cramming our requirements, and it felt like, oh, I'm with people who share the same experiences and sentiments as me, and parang kayong lahat napulot kayo from different places, but when you're in Ateneo, you are brought together. Parang ganun. Ayun, it is a significant memory even though it was very simple. Kasi in those little moments like that, I felt na, oh, I belong.
It was nice that you have finally felt like home in Ateneo, especially that you've been here like for just one semester pala. And it's so nice that you have already had this kind of moments where you kind of adjusted or coped with the life in the university. How about you, Aubrey? Do you also share the same experience?
Me naman, the moments that I felt home or I felt like I belong here in Ateneo was actually when I go out with friends. Kasi I don't really go out with friends that much. Pero when I do get invited and when I do spend time with my friends, even though very, very bihira lang siya, that's when I feel like I belong. Like I feel like I'm surrounded with people that I care about, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it's interesting that you have already drawn a line for friendships and networking. I just want to ask if there's still like hindrances or anything that blocks you from truly feeling at home in the bigger city.
I think from a perspective of a scholar, one of the hindrances talaga of living as a dormer, of living as a student, is money. As a scholar, of course, you don't have the luxury to have the same lifestyle as a typical Atenean would have. And sometimes not being able to follow their lifestyle. You'd feel like you're lower than them, that you're inferior. And that's what I'd like to tell my younger self, that we don't have to follow them. But I hope na people would understand na from a perspective of a scholar, hindi lahat ng bagay kaya naming ma-afford.
Okay, so like with mentioning the lifestyle of an Athenian, quote unquote, I would just like to ask if being far away from home makes it easy to forget about your town's culture and traditions. And if that is the case, how do you keep in touch with your roots, like your hometown culture, mother tongue, or anything that represents your identity as a Provinciana? Would you like to share it with us, Jam?
In my experience, since my father works here then and my brother as well, even though magkalayo kami, pag nagkikita kami, obviously we speak our mother tongue. And I even have Bisayan friends then here in Ateneo. So when I talk to them, I talk to them in Bisaya. In terms of like keeping in touch with my roots, siguro when I am with my family, they cook for me, my comfort food, yung mga niluluto ng mom and dad ko for me by the end of the week para ma-relieve daw ako from the stress and stuff like that. So that's how I keep in touch with my roots.
All right, all right. How about you, Aubrey?
Laguna is getting more and more urbanized na kasi. So in a way, I feel like there's no specific culture or roots in Laguna where I come from. But what I do is when I go back to Laguna, as in Tagalog lahat, hindi tayo mag-English. I will leave this English tongue here in Manila. When I go back to Laguna, tayo yung magtatagalog, tayo yung matatas magtagalog. So that's for me.
That's an interesting story about leaving your English town here in Manila. And I've also enjoyed how Jam said about celebrating each moment with food, delicacies, cuisines that you share with people and making memories out of it. And for that, I would just like to end this by asking your advice and tips. Now, while each individual Provinciana story is unique, it is a reality shared by many. To cap off our conversation, what advice would you give to fellow Provincianas who are newly settling into life in Metro Manila? Let's start with Jam.
My advice to fellow Provincianas who are transitioning here in the city life is just a phrase: embrace the di discomfort. Embrace the discomfort, and I think everyone who comes from like a different place and is settling in a new one, there's always going to be discomfort. Embrace all of it because it's necessary for your growth. And you're here because you're going to change. And if you never left your hometown at all, siguro you wouldn't have changed much either. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jam. Now, I want to ask the same question to you, Aubrey, about the advices that you want to give to your fellow Provincianas as a graduating student.
Graduating, so we are hoping. Okay, one thing that I'd want you to remember is to be open. Be open to new experiences. Be open to new cultures. Be open to new ideas. Growth does not happen in stillness. Growth does not happen in stagnation. Growth happens when you open yourself up to new possibilities in life.
All right, all right. It truly is both a challenge and an opportunity for the decisions that you've made to come this far, despite being separated from the life that you were born into. We thank you, Jam and Aubrey, for agreeing to be part of this podcast and sharing your narratives to our larger audience. It was great hearing your advice and wisdom, which will surely help your fellow Provincianas in carving a home within Ateneo. Amid the challenge of adjusting and blending in with the metro life, it's crucial to recognize that home isn't confined to physical spaces. Home resides in the bonds we share with others and in the hearts of the people who embrace us.
That's all for this episode of On Point, the guidance podcast arm where we engage in conversations with the experts on issues both within and beyond Loyola. Special thanks to our executive producers Aliyah Toprio and Angela Villano, as well as our producers Ryan Suarez, Ana Pineda, Eman Evangelista, and Silas S. Chu. This episode was edited by Hannah Mantos and Fiona Gomez. Our cover art is by Ken Shao, and our theme music is brought to you by Vivid Productions. This has been Calix Del Rosario. Thank you for going on point with us.